Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, July 31st, 2014, and here are top stories.
Tonight, how a health emergency could turn governors into dictators. Then, conservatives and the GOP battle over immigration. And the CIA is sorry they got caught spying on the Senate. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
People doing stuff like trying to have privacy or using voice over IP or communicating through PC games.
Well, this headline from the Daily Caller says it all. Conservatives battle GOP leaders. Isn't that the case? Finally, conservatives are going to realize that the GOP doesn't really represent them when it comes to individual liberty, when it comes to limited government, especially when it comes to opposing the entitlement state. Now, this is Boehner, who is trying to push this through, even though the article points out Obama's support has dived down to only 18%. And 57% oppose him. Where do you want to be if you're a politician and you want to get elected? Do you want to be standing with the 18% or do you want to be with the 82%? Now, we see some comments from some conservative leaders saying things like, this is equivalent to catching your opposition's Hail Mary pass and running it into the end zone. We can't understand why they can't do anything but fail in politics. I don't think that's the case. I don't think they're worried about your votes because they've got the support of the Chamber of Commerce, of the banks, of the people who want NAFTA. That's what they supported along with the Democrats. They're pushing through NAFTA. They're pushing through this globalism. They don't really care what you want. That's why they're standing with the 18%. Now, Senator Sessions had a great summary of this. He said the leader's immigration bill is, quote, a plan for expedited asylum, not expedited removal of the hundreds of thousands of people that have come in just recently. To underscore this, there's also been a poll that has come out by the Tea Party Patriots. And listen to the breakdown on this. What is the most important issue to Tea Party Patriots, according to this poll? 34% want the flow of illegals stopped, compared to 24% who think that Obama's executive orders are overreaching, 23% who are opposed to Obamacare, 7% who are opposed to the IRS targeting politics and political enemies, and only 3% concerned about the Benghazi situation. 79% said that they're coming because they can be citizens. That's talking about the illegal aliens. That's what's going on. It's really about the subsidies. It's really about the massive expansion of the entitlement state, far beyond what we can afford, even if we weren't already $17 trillion in debt. Now, look at this story from The New American. Some illegal immigrant foster children are 22 years old. That's right. Now, as you may know, many of the children who have come across into Texas have been put into foster homes. But you may be surprised to learn that a lot of these, quote-unquote, children are 22 years old. Now, spokeswoman for the Texas Catholic Charity said, most of our children are 15 to 17 years old, but some stay in our program until they are 22 years old. Now, they get paid $40 per day per person, which means that in some foster homes, they can take up to six children. That means that they could get $7,400 per month. That's coming from taxpayers. Actually, that's going to be coming from your children in terms of debt because we're going into debt more every year. Now, that's in addition, the article points out, to other taxpayer-subsidized activities like education, healthcare, and transportation. All of that is on top of that. Now, you may be aware of the fact that the IRS will give you, under some conditions, a child care credit. But they limit that for your family with many conditions. They also limit it to only 12 years of age. But, of course, if it's an illegal child, you can get it for up to the age of 22. It may be no surprise to you that our government is not concerned about controlling the borders. And after the news, we're going to have a special report with a startling admission from the Border Patrol. But although they're not interested in controlling the border, controlling who's coming in, controlling what's coming in, controlling it to make sure that we don't get a pandemic coming across the border, if we do get disease and pandemic coming across the border, like we see drug dealers coming across the border, they have some plans to control the U.S. population. Look at this article from Paul Joseph Watson on InfoWars today. The feds would exercise draconian emergency powers if something like Ebola hits the United States. Federal health authorities could exercise authoritarian powers to control an Ebola outbreak if the deadly disease hits the U.S. under the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act. Now, that's legislation that was passed in the wake of 9/11. Even at the time, it attracted controversy for its draconian scope, and that was in the aftermath of the hysteria and the panic after 9/11. Now, he says in the article that when asked about whether or not Ebola would be coming to the United States, CNN's chief medical correspondent, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, said, it's going to happen at some point. So what are they going to do? Well, with this law, the American Associations of Physicians and Surgeons, as well as many conservative groups like Heritage Foundation and Phyllis Schlafly, have said that legislation could turn governors into dictators in an unprecedented assault on the constitutional rights of the American people. And if you look at some of the things that have been enumerated in this, and there's so many things, it is truly martial law. They say it could force persons to be vaccinated, treated, or quarantined, of course, preempt existing state laws, rules, regulations, including those relating to privacy. Well, they've already gone after our privacy, our medical privacy as well. They said also, though, and this is key, they could go after property rights. They could ration firearms, food, fuel, alcoholic beverages, among any other commodities. In other words, full-out martial law. And, of course, many of the things that you see here that were put in 2001 are going to be a part of Obamacare and are a part of Obamacare in terms of violating our privacy. Stay with us right after the break. We're going to have some international news updates as well as updates on the surveillance and security state. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Welcome back. Now, there's talk in the U.S. of sending even more weapons to the Ukraine and to Israel. Of course, the military-industrial complex, the merchants of death want that as a profit center, a continuing profit center. But we have the merchants of debt, the banks, who are also wanting to get into the fight, and they got their wish today. We have some EU sanctions that are coming against Russia's biggest banks, including their largest bank. The European Union has imposed sanctions on 5 Russian banks, including the country's biggest. These financial entities will be banned from raising capital on the EU's capital markets. In other words, they're going to be banned from competing with the Western banks. Now, what we see happening here is a kind of asymmetric warfare. They can keep the Russians out of the very lucrative Western economies, but at the same time, the Russians are working to do an end round of the entire financial system, that is, to take down the American dollar with an alliance with Brazil, as well as India, China, and South America. That's the BRICS. If they can do that, That will be a crippling blow to the Western financial system. Now, there's a news from WikiLeaks. They put out a tweet a couple of days ago speculating as to whether or not Russia was going to renew Snowden's visa. If you remember, it was about a year ago that he was given asylum there. It expired and was up for renewal today, and they said, will they be trading him in for better relations with the West? Well, I don't know, but I tell you what, Putin is no friend of free speech either, because we see in this news from The Guardian that just like those in the West, the Russian government is now cracking down on individual journalists, on bloggers, on social media. They want to control freedom of the press there and free speech every much as the Western governments do. Look at this story from The Guardian. Russia tightens controls on the blogosphere. Bloggers say new law is an attempt to crack down on free expression and criticism of the Russian government. A law that comes into effect on Russia tomorrow will place tighter controls on the blogosphere, one of the few remaining places where people can freely criticize the government. Popularly known as the Law on Bloggers, the legislation requires users of any website whose posts are read by more than 3,000 people each day to publish under their real name and register with the authorities if requested. See, whenever they think anything is dangerous, like free speech or the freedom to keep and bear arms, the right to keep and bear arms, they want you to register those freedoms with you. So they'll know who's using these freedoms that they feel threatened by. And they clearly pointed out what is obvious to all of us if you think about it. They say it's about creating a situation where Big Brother is watching you, said one of the media entrepreneurs and a popular blogger. He said, you're part of a list. You are being watched. You're being observed. You're being served notices. You could even serve a criminal sentence if you choose to speak out. That's what the registration is really about. They want these bloggers to know that they're being watched. They want to underscore that. In the same way that the Western governments leaked out about a year and a half ago, the fact that they were spying on AP reporters and other reporters, they like to send that out as a bit of intimidation. And so that's some intimidation of free speech in Russia going on there. We may remember it was about a month ago that the German government told a CIA chief to get out of Germany. Well, it's not just the German government, it's our own government that's angry with the CIA, specifically the Senate. They were looking at reports about CIA torture, rendition, and they got spied on by the CIA. Staffers were tapped into. Now, they took then-Director Brennan before the Senate committee, and he said to them, as far as the allegations, you know, CIA hacking into, you know, Senate computers, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, we wouldn't do that. I mean, it's just beyond the, you know, the scope and reason in terms of what we would do, he said. Well, you know what? He came back today and he said, actually, we were doing that. And he actually apologized, which is good. He apologized to the Senate for essentially doing a J. Edgar Hoover on him. This is something that the intelligence community has been notorious for the longest amount of time. But it's interesting that he did finally admit it in this war going back and forth between Senate leaders. What he did not apologize for was the rendition, the detention, and the torture and assassination, which was the subject of the investigation. Now, they're going to lay hard on that. And if you remember, CIA Director John Brennan was one of Obama's point men on the drone assassinations. It's one of the reasons he was picked as CIA chief. Now, it's not just the CIA that's going to be coming after your information, of course. You can be hacked by any number of individuals, and those hackers can control your phone, according to Wired Magazine, using a tool that's already built into it. Now, this is very similar to what we saw with Intel. Remember, we did these reports a while back that showed that Intel had put software in that would let them do diagnostics remotely on your laptop. I don't know why that would be so important for you. I mean, typically, if you have a problem with your computer, we usually take it to the shop. But yes, they're going to be able to remotely tap in and do diagnostics. They've put that sort of thing into iPhones and other smartphones, and that makes it very easy for hackers, especially the intelligence services, to hack in. They say a lot of concern about the NSA's seemingly omnipresent surveillance over the last year has focused on the agency's efforts to install backdoors and software and hardware. But those efforts are greatly aided, however, if the agency can piggyback on embedded software that's already there. Do you think they know about that software? I think they do. If you remember, it wasn't that long ago. It was just the beginning of this year. that there were some Snowden documents that showed them laughing about the fact and the irony that even though it was Steve Jobs, an Apple computer that had the iconic 1984 commercial, they said, who would have thought in 1984 that this, and they show Steve Jobs holding up an iPhone, would be Big Brother. And they show people lined up like zombies to buy the iPhone. Of course, they know that. And there's been numerous reports about backdoors that have been put in knowingly by the manufacturers of these smartphones and by the carriers. In this particular case, it's under the guise of saying that they can do remote diagnostics and corrections. Now, if you also remember, there's been a lot of talk about one of the companies, Palantir. They were tied in the Snowden documents to the Prism leaks. They did have a program called Prism, and by their very name, Palantir, and the fact that they were started by a CIA venture capital company, InQtel, and the fact that they're essentially looking through the internet to look inside of you and do data mining, determine what you're up to, what you're thinking about, what you're doing. The Wall Street Journal points out that Palantir has now acquired social analytics specialist PopTip. It's a 2-year-old company that analyzes data from Twitter. They say the acquisition by Palantir, which specializes in large-scale data mining for the FBI, the CIA, and Wall Street firms, reflects the growing value of Twitter's data as an indicator of social trends. Now, of course, we had a report not too long ago on Infowars.com from Paul Joseph Watson pointing out that they had actually used Facebook as an experiment on people to try to manipulate their moods, to try to make people depressed or to make them happy. It's not just about watching you to sell you products. And, of course, that's the way the Wall Street Journal portrays this. If you look at this picture, and right there in the article, they got a picture of Hayden Panettiere, and they said that talk about her hairdo at the Golden Globes helped to guide a L'Oreal promo. And actually what they did was they monitored everybody's conversation about that, and if people were talking about her hairdo and the hairdos of the other people that were there, then they sent them a commercial. You see, it's also about corporate espionage, and that's one of the reasons why the Germans are so upset about the NSA. They know that it's not simply about politics. It's also about trading corporate secrets. But they are going to be looking and analyzing your Twitter feeds. They want to understand not only what you as an individual are doing, but they want to understand what we as a society are doing so they can not only make more money, but that they can control us. And part of that control may be crashing, pumping and crashing the economy. There's so many reasons why you should be concerned about the surveillance state. But going on to this, now we see that an article out of the EU, Google says that it has a right to notify publishers of forgotten requests. Now, a lot of controversy was created when the EU came up with its right to be forgotten law. Now, that basically goes right after Google's business model, and so Google is fighting back. The search giant has gone public to defend its practice of telling websites when some of their content has been removed on Google from Google searches, arguing that such flagging is essential to maintaining a fair balance. Now, this goes back to a May ruling from the EU that gives individuals a right to request removal of information about them from search results. But it also requires that search engines balance those requests against a public interest. Now, the regulators are upset about this, and yet Google says that there is no legal basis under the EU privacy law to stop them from notifying people because sharing the link that has been removed does not include any personal data. Now, this is an interesting case because although we want to have privacy, this allows Google to essentially memory hole information about any individual that they want to hide. For example, if Henry Kissinger were to do something that he doesn't want us to find out about, they could basically remove all the search engine results from that. So it cuts both ways. Basically, we should be able to see what is out there and not have that censored, I believe. And yet, the real problem, of course, is when they analyze our data, as we see with this case with Palantir, with the CIA, when they mine that data, restrictions need to be put on our government. Perhaps the best thing we could do is, as Ron Paul suggested, get rid of the CIA. We've tried to reform them with the church committee hearings. That doesn't work. The CIA needs to be dismantled and spread to the corners of the earth, as JFK is reported to have said. Now, stay with us right after the break. The Border Patrol is actually on top of the charts in Central America, but it's actually a propaganda song. We're going to analyze the propaganda in it and look at some propaganda that maybe isn't quite so obvious. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water.
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered through the ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Secure your fluoride shield at InfoWarsLife.com today.
You're listening to a song that's topping the charts right now in Central America, La Bestia Norte, roughly The Beast. Will it be a one-hit wonder for the group that made it? Well, that's a good question, because the group that commissioned it is the U.S. Border Patrol. It's a propaganda song.
The U.S. Border Patrol has made a propaganda song a pop hit. Of course, it helped that they were promoting it with millions of dollars being paid to Central American radio stations. You can even download it as a PSA from the government's own website. La Bestia is about hopping the freight lines to come to America. It talks about the dangers of riding the train, or the beast as they call it. A threatening snake appears, scales of iron. Migrants go as cattle to the slaughterhouse. And it uses extensive satanic imagery to make the point. It talks about a wretched train of death with the devil in the boiler, the route to hell. It wears three sixes tattooed on her wheels and head. Get it? The Beast, 666? Well, ever since the song has been outed as a creation of the Border Patrol, the pro-illegal immigration, pro-amnesty crowd has been afraid that it might discourage immigration. Is it propaganda? Jaime Ruiz, part of the Border Patrol that commissioned the song, was interviewed by Canadian Public Radio's Brent Bamberry, who insisted that it was propaganda because the source was hidden, while Ruiz denied it was propaganda because it told the truth about the dangerous ride. So who's right? Propaganda has been traditionally classified as either black, white, or gray. White propaganda is merely trying to persuade people with true information, and the source of the information is accurately identified. Black propaganda, however, is lies and disinformation, with the source not who it appears to be. Gray propaganda is a mixture, with lies about either the source or the content. So I would say La Bestia qualifies as gray propaganda, since they hid or misled the public about the source, but they did tell the truth about the danger. It's dangerous getting on a moving freight train, and it's dangerous being on these trains, since the vast majority of people coming aren't 8-year-old criminals with teddy bears, as mainstream propagandists are fond of saying.
The idea that we can't assimilate these 8-year-old criminals with their teddy bears is preposterous.
So when George Will on Fox News spreads White House lies about the illegal aliens all being little children,
8-year-old criminals with their teddy bears,
making the 1,500-mile journey unaccompanied, and when Glenn Beck does the same thing with his photo op at the border, they're both engaging in a much darker shade of propaganda. They're telling lies about this all being children, and they're disguising the source of those lies, which are really being fed out by the administration. But what made the CBC interview with the Border Patrol important came at the very end of the interview.
You've explained the message of the song, but no matter how many people hear that message, many of them are going to take this risk no matter what. Why do you think that is?
Many will take the risk, and we will like to create just a level of awareness. Just be aware that it's dangerous. If you're going to make the move and you still want to make a decision, we respect that decision.
That was Jaime Ruiz of the U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
Do you get that? The Border Patrol wants potential immigrants to understand the danger of coming, but he says,
if you're going to make the move and you still want to make a decision, we respect that decision.
If you're going to make the move, still going to make the decision, we respect that decision. Now, of course, we're obviously not talking about unaccompanied minors who are going to make a decision or even have the ability to get on a moving freight train. We're talking about the older people who are making that journey. And we're talking about the Border Patrol themselves saying, if you make the decision to ignore the immigration laws, they respect that decision. Let me ask you, if I decide to drive at whatever speed I wish, do they respect that decision?
Maybe the biggest lie here, the blackest piece of propaganda, is that the Border Patrol is trying to discourage people from making that crossing, that they are actually patrolling the border. Now, this is all happening while Obama ignores the border, ignores the law, and gives every incentive for people to make that crossing.
Well, that's it for tonight's news. Now, if you're not currently a Prison Planet TV subscriber, we have a summer special that is ending tonight. That's $39.95 for an annual subscription. And right now, as part of the summer special, you get 3.5 additional months. Now, normally we give you 2 additional months when you get an annual subscription. So right now, you're getting a little over 5 months for free. And that's, of course, is the nightly news every night that you can share with up to 11 other people, as well as all of Alex's fine documentaries right there on Prison Planet TV. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Supermale Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.